5:35.
Oh, what's occurring?
I've got a feeling you're going to win this today.
Do you think?
Just a hunch. Let me know how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
By sending me a text to 81199. That's our daily quiz. Oh, what's occurring? It's a good one today. You're going to like this. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know people in the celebrity world?
Yeah, I need to get back on track today as well, don't I, having drawn with a parrot yesterday. Yeah, people in the celebrity world, yeah.
That you have a thing for, you know, like a little bit of a crush.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Well, Alicia Dixon or Katy Perry.
All right.
Or both.
But there's also ones that you quite like, yeah. But they're not the kind of normal, what you would say, is a hot person. Do you know what I mean? Not your normal run-of-the-mill, really hot person. Yeah. Katy Perry and Alicia Dixon, H.O.T.
Yeah.
But who's the kind of person that you do really fancy, but you kind of shouldn't?
Oh, I don't know. Really?
I'm sure you had one of these a while ago. I was like, really?
I'm not sure. I think the one that doesn't speak is suggesting Edwina Curry for him.
Right.
I'm not sure for me,
do you
to
not
be
have
honest.
One of these?
I can't think off the top of my head.
Okay. No.
I'm also now more in shock. But, yeah, Firm Britain, maybe, I think.
Yes, you see, that's what I'm talking about. One of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those.
One of them.
Describe Firm like that.
Sorry. Sorry, Firm. One of them.
One of them? What does that mean?
Oh, God. We went onto the streets. What street was it?
I would assume you've gone on to Stupid Street today.
We asked 8 people, who is the celebrity you really fancy, but you kind of shouldn't? Who would be the most said person, do you think?
What, out of the whole of the celebrity world?
Out of our huge database of 8 people that we asked.
I'm going to go for Philip or Fern.
Good choices.
Thanks.
Are you allowed to have 2? Oh, go on then.
Well, I presume you're talking to men and women.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked 8 people, who's the celeb they really fancy but kind of shouldn't?
Anna Ford.
You know what I feel like doing to you right now?
Stern, matronly, schoolmistress kind of thing.
I feel like squeezing you.
Probably Simon Cowell.
And teasing you. And
it's just got a bit of a sexy twist to him, but his trousers are absolutely awful.
Holding you in.
Chris Moyles. He's funny, that makes me laugh, that's why.
Maybe you know what? I feel love coming on.
Simon Cowell. He's chest hair turns me on. And he's got not real teeth. He's not got real teeth.
I actually really love Jeremy Clarkson. We went to see the Top Gear show live and I was like, oh my God, he's and he has an aroma.
Right. What does it smell like?
Just like country-ish.
That man from Top Gear, Richard Hammond.
What's up with him?
He's like that big and he's an old man and I'm 18, that's a bit wrong. My mind's telling
me no. That, what's the name? James Bond, Demi, what's her name? Judy Dench. But my body, my body's telling me yes. She's just old, but like, baby. You can tell, like, she was like a looker in her days, innit?
His name, but the Right Stuff presenter, what's his name? Yes, you are.
Sex bomb. Right Stuff?
But yeah. No. Like, maybe it is, no.
Wow.
The Right Stuff presenter, what's his name?
I did like that last one a lot. Now, do you know who's asking the questions today? It was Fiona. She's the one who can't do an Irish accent and pretended to be Dervla Kerberlin last week. she was the person we sent onto the streets today.
I don't remember his name, but the Right Stuff presenter, what's his name?
The guy from the Right Stuff. What's his name? Oh, Fiona really helped, though.
Yeah. The Right Stuff?
Yeah.
Ian Wright.
No. Like, maybe it is, no.
It is Ian Wright.
right.
I like this one as well.
That, what's the name? James Bond, Demi, what's her name? Judy Dench. She's just old, but like, she's still, you can tell, like, she was like a looker in her days, isn't
it? It is. Also,
did you put the Jeremy Clarkson person through a voice changer?
Well, here's the thing. Is this her real voice?
I actually really love Jeremy Clarkson.
Has she just walked past a helium balloon?
I actually really love Jeremy Clarkson. We went to see the Top Gear show live, and I was like, oh my God, he's at, like, and he has an aroma.
Mm, it's an aroma.
What does it smell like?
Just like country-ish.
Brilliant.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Simon Cowell was the most popular answer.
Damn, I didn't get a point then.
So no point for you, matey.
Oh, it's Matthew Wright.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks,
silly
everyone.
Silly
us. God.
Oh, God.
You know Napoleon the Parrot?
Yeah.
If you missed this yesterday, Becky is off this week, so we have replaced her with a parrot who talks. We are trying to get him on Radio 1 more on this show. There's an HR issue at the moment, a contract problem. Really? Becky's contract and how it terminated. Yeah. But we are working on it.
Shouldn't take that long, should it?
What did Napoleon say quite a lot on the show and generally in life?
Fart.
I'm going to fart. Mm. But my question to you is, how many times did Napoleon say, I'm going to fart on yesterday's Scott Mills show?
Oh, I would say probably about 14.
14?
Yeah.
Play along at home on 81199. Let me know what you think. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here is Napoleon the Parrot. Is he saying I'm going to fart now?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to fart.
And what else did he say? Yeah, I know that.
Sometimes. Yeah, and that.
He's obsessed with farting at the moment, isn't he?
They said, eventually they said, it was fine to have a parrot in here, okay? But they, yeah, all right. But they said that under no circumstances can we let the parrot out of the cage. Now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
James in Norfolk says, get him to say I'm going to fart again because it makes my life. Right on cue. The answer was 24. I'm going to fart.
Yes, I get the point.
You get the point because there's nothing to really compare it to.
No.
Oh, what's occurring?
One more. You know Joe Wiley?
Yeah.
Right, she's been back on Radio 1 a week and a half, mm-hmm. and we haven't done anything to her at all, which I think is quite good going for us. However, I thought it was about time we did, so, you know, Becky's off too this week. So what I did was I called up Joe Wiley and Becky, who works on the show, at the same time, and put them both on the phone together. We've done this loads before, yeah?
Yeah.
So they both thought the other one had called them. But my question to you is, how long would Becky and Joe stay on the phone to each other for, not knowing who it was who called, and thinking the other person had called them? How long do you think they stay on for?
I don't think that long. 35 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
So, how long would Becky and Joe stay on the phone for? Becky, answer the phone first, and we have to wait for Joe to answer.
Hello. Hey, thanks for calling me back. Sorry about that. I just had to get out of the car.
Who is that?
I just spoke to you a minute ago about the dam.
No, wrong number.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were calling me back about the dam. No?
No.
Who is that?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Oh, hang on. Who is... It's Becky. Hello?
Hi. I don't know who this is. Sorry, you've called...
Is that Joe?
Yeah.
Did you just ring me?
My phone just rang.
Is Becky from work?
Becky Joe? From...
From Radio 1.
53 seconds. She like doesn't the, like it when you call about the dab, when you think...
But I like the way that Jo would talk to somebody who she didn't know who it was, and then as soon as she found out that it was Becky, she hung up on it.
I know. You know, Becky. Bye.
Yeah.
So then, I called Jo Wiley back after we made that call, just to say, sorry, that was me, oh, hilarious. And she hung up on me, okay?
Yeah.
Then I came into the studio at about 10 to 4... Obviously, my phone was off because I was in here, and I get this message on my phone, this voicemail message.
Hello. Is that Scott? This is Joe Wiley's father. You're really, 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 really upset her, and we're not very, oh, I just don't know what to say to you, boy. Okay, bye.
Now, would that, if you got that message, would that really scare you?
No,
if you just played a trick on Joe Wiley, right, and she hangs up on you twice, and then her dad comes on and calls you boy, that's the bit that really got me.
Yeah, but he doesn't sound that scary, does he? He sounds quite nice, really.
Hello. Is that Scott? This is Joe Wiley's father. You're really, 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 really upset her, and we're not very, oh, I just don't know what to say to you, boy. Okay, bye.
Oh, it's the boy bit I don't like. So then I speak to Jo today on the text, and she's like, ha 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 ha, my dad was acting his socks off. So thanks very much, Jo Wiley. Cheers. Welcome back.